us back to order from recess and note that our next item of business is a fee agreement. Mr. Piddle, I believe this is with the assessor's office. If you could join us. Thank you, sir.
Morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Doing well. Guys?
What we have in front of us is a fee agreement by and between Taney County and an attorney, Mr. William McCullough, to provide legal representation as special county counselor to the assessor.
Correct. Yep.
And you are in favor of the form that is in front of us?
Yes, sir.
Gentlemen, I have no objection to the agreement being entered into and would ask for a motion that we do so. These are funds that were set aside within the assessor's budget for this specific purpose. And he has, in fact, found an individual to serve as his representative legally, and that's Mr. McCullough.
Motion for approval.
Thank you.
Second. Motion is made and seconded to approve the fee agreement by and between Taney County and William McCullough to represent the Taney County assessor as special county counselor. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you, gentlemen.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Thank you, sir. HR, personnel policy. Linda, could you join us? Good morning.
Good morning.
We have in front of us documents that go along with the personnel policy manual that has been delivered to each of us through HR, and I would like to read Taney County purpose, which I assume will be a part of that policy. Taney County is committed to excellence in county government and responsibility to all county citizens without regard to politics or prejudice. The citizens of Taney County employ all elected county officials, department heads, and county employees. This personnel policy manual is to provide uniformity of personnel policies and procedures that affect employment with Taney County. These policies and procedures have been reviewed by Taney County elected officials and human resources and approved by the county commission with the goal of providing fair and consistent treatment of all county employees. This manual is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an employment contract or to create contractual rights for employees. No policy manual can be entirely specific. This policy manual is designed to inform you of general county policies as well as give you notice of some of your legal rights under local, state, and federal law. The Commission reserves the right to amend these policies as needed and will inform you of those changes as they develop. When a policy is revised, employees will receive a copy of the new policy. Whenever possible, copies of the new or revised policy will be sent to all employees via email. However, there will be circumstances when the employees need to sign a distribution list that is presented to the county office or department they work in. At times, a policy acknowledgement will accompany the revised policy. The employee should sign the acknowledgement and return it to Human Resources in a timely manner. We encourage all employees to carefully study this manual. Employees are responsible for understanding and being familiar with its content. This personnel policy is submitted and adopted on February 10th, 2014, and there is a signature line for each of the three county commissioners. Just very quickly, Linda, and then I'll ask you for any comments that you have. I know that this was and has been a very drawn-out process.
Yes.
Because not only did the county commission ask you to undertake this responsibility, but we added to that by asking you to meet with us and all the elected officials, which we did on multiple occasions, and we made a number of changes based upon recommendations that came forth from those elected officials, and then following that, department heads within and throughout
Correct.
The county system, on top of elected officials, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, did not a copy go out to employees electronically? No, it did not.
Not yet, no.
Although there's been plenty of response from them, which is carried back through the department heads and the elected officials. So today's action would be to formally approve what we have been working on all
Correct.
This great length mm-hmm. of time. Comments from you, please.
It has been a big undertaking, but a very rewarding one, and I really do appreciate all the elected officials and department heads, as well as the commission's input. I think the meetings were really a good thing to do, and we all worked well together, and at the end, they were all in agreement of everything that went into the book. So I am very proud of that. And what I will like to do now is put it on the website for everyone to view, and then in the meantime, I will be making hard copies for every single employee because it's very important that they have their own manual. Plus, they are going to have to sign the vacation policy because we now have two plans, and they're going to have to choose the one they want and sign that, and once they've signed it, that's the one they will have from then on. The current policy for vacation will remain in place, and anyone can keep that one, but then there is a plan B that there may be some that would rather switch to that. Any new employee hired after today will only be eligible for plan B. And then there's an acknowledgement page at the end of the handbook that every employee needs to sign and return to us.
Now, I'm proud also that this is not just a product from the county commission, but it is a work that was
Collective.
Undertaken by
mm-hmm.
all the elected officials, and there was a lot of input that was provided and a lot of chatting back and forth before we all agreed cumulatively on where we would head. I would like you to add to, when you put that on the internet, to send it also to a county commissioner and to Missouri Association of Counties. The reason that I ask that is this week will be the annual training for county commissioners, and part of that training is a website that they are setting up, and we're trying to receive as much information as ordinances from all counties to be gathered to one site so that different counties across the state can pick and pull, if you will, from what others have done mm-hmm. rather than recreate mm-hmm. A new product. So hopefully that we're going to be able to help a number of smaller counties
right.
and a lot of the larger counties will be able to help us from product that they have already created and approved. So I'll give you that information
today. Okay, that would be great. This is actually the way that I did start putting this book together, was from other counties mm-hmm. as well as from attorneys. So that's great.
Well, I want to commend you. I know this is a huge, huge product. It was a huge undertaking. Is there a motion for approval?
Move to approve the personnel policy.
Second.
Motion's made, seconded to approve the personnel policy as presented. Discussion. In favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. three copies. How do I get the shrinking chair every week?
Arrange it.
I should note while we're in the process of signing these copies that commission will not be here this Thursday, as we will be, as I previously mentioned, in our annual statutorily mandated training session in mid-Missouri. And again, I noted this earlier, but I'll note it again, that the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting scheduled for this evening has been canceled. This to Nikki for any additional signatures that are needed, and then we'll go from there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Road vacations. Mr. Hayes, would you join us, please? You're being followed.
Oh!
approve them.
Okay.
Randy, would you like to carry us through what we're doing here?
Okay. Excuse me, gentlemen. Late last week, I received a copy of the amended petition to vacate the three roads that were tabled, basically, and they were going to bring plans. I do have plans on the Lakeshore Road, and I have reviewed them, and I'm fine with the plans. Copy of this. Within the recommendations, and we were good with all that. I think we tabled three of them, Lakeshore, Lakeside, and Devil's Pool, I believe.
Ravine was it?
Huh?
What Ravine was it?
Ravine was one. The description, I believe you redone the description, correct?
Yeah, based on the total.
Based on the.
On Lakeshore. Then we went in and checked their legal description on Ravine. And then we didn't change any of the other legals because we're not asking Devil's Pool to be vacated because of okay. The access to get into Self Road.
So where we stand right now, we want to take Devil's Pool out, which they removed it from this one. At this time, so it's just Lakeshore Drive contingent on the cul-de-sac being built and completed, and then my review of it, and Lakeside.
Say that again. Devil's Pool.
Devil's Pool at this time. Not at this time.
Lakeside?
Lakeside, yes.
Yes, what?
We're going to vacate.
Is it with stipulations?
The
cul-de-sac.
That was contingent on the cul-de-sac. Lakeshore and Lakeside is contingent on the cul-de-sac.
There's an acknowledgement in the fact that Randy's
last
signature. There should have just been one cul-de-sac, right?
Right.
Right, at this time.
And that's the one on the, you're looking at the map on the left.
Yeah, the location.
Oh.
condition of the cul-de-sac being just below water view.
Where was the cutoff on the road on the other side? Where you got a problem with the whole set?
It, when you come down Lakeside, and Lakeside turns into Ravine, and then goes into the resort, and then Devil's Pool takes off there at the stop sign, and goes up the hill, and so none of Devil's Pool going up that steep hill would be vacant.
Right. Where you guys were talking about putting the second cul-de-sac, and that's whenever
it'll
I
be,
said there's no
need
for it.
It'll be actually above where Stone Road comes in. It would actually be above that.
What is the legal description on? Where's the act unit?
Right here is where the cul-de-sac is going to be built. That is
this
land. That's for this piece of lakeshore. We're going to continue to maintain.
I'm not talking about there. What road was it that you guys, that we said we can't do until you guys get the work done in the
Stone Road?
What is that? Okay, so this, where?
Right here is where the plan is to build the cul-de-sac.
Okay, so did you guys change the legal description to the, or the?
We took.
Did you take this out?
No, we took this complete road from right there out up.
Okay, so you completely took it out.
Right.
Yeah, until this is done, until this deed is taken away,
okay,
then we petition for this and that at the same time.
So, so how are the guys now going to turn around?
Well,
because I thought
once
the point
this is built,
hold on. I thought the point of going ahead and going up to here was so the guys could just do this. And they wouldn't need to turn around because they'd be able to do that. Well, now they're going to have to go down here. They're going to have to turn around, right? So you just kind of mess it up again by getting rid of this portion of Devil's Pool. Right or wrong?
Well,
right or wrong?
I'm not disagreeing with you.
So we want you to petition this.
Okay.
Otherwise, we don't want to get rid of this because then we don't have a way to turn around down here.
Well, Randy's got the legal two Devil's Pool, one up the hill, two Stone Road.
Then aren't we vacating
well,
this?
Well, we would have to end it right here.
But you just told me
it went to here.
No.
You just told me. Hold on, Randy. You just told me you got rid of that, right?
Randy asked us to take it out Friday, and that's why we took it out.
This is called Ravine, so this one's in there.
Okay. You have to turn around down here then.
Correct.
And there's nowhere to turn around.
Look, can I ask you a couple of quick questions?
I'm just trying to make sure I'm right.
Okay. The first thing I see up here is Ravine Drive, number one.
Which is right here.
That's just a portion from right here to right there.
Okay.
That's Ravine.
And what are you asking us to do today with Ravine Drive?
Is going to vacate this section of it. Before this part was in question, but that's not the part they intended to vacate.
So what you're asking today, as part of why we're here, is to vacate this section. Not this section.
Well, that's Devil's Pool, I guess, right?
Right, this is Devil's Pool.
See, originally they talked to come up to here. And we said no because of this, because of stone. So they were going to put a cul-de-sac there. Well, it's like, why even put a cul-de-sac?
Well, our...
So then, I guess, over the weekend, they decided to get rid of this portion. Well, now we have to go down there. There's still nowhere to turn around. The original intent was for us to be able to do this right here.
That still exists.
Well, but not if we don't vacate this.
This will still be open instead
right.
of closing this. Because you have to have that to get down.
Exactly.
So we're okay with that.
We're okay with that.
Yes.
But our intent was for them to vacate, instead of vacating to there, to go ahead and vacate to here. Well, they wiped out that altogether. So now we would still have
choosing
to go down
not
there.
To vacate it at this time.
But then we wouldn't be able to turn down there.
The legal way we cut is just the way Brandon described it. That's
we're going through with it. Yes. The road we're maintaining.
Well, we're no longer vacated.
I thought that
it over here is where the cul-de-sac's going to be for us to be able to go down.
I know this one had two options. We chose this option, correct?
Correct.
And I thought the original was you wanted the cul-de-sac was going to be above.
Once Stone Road's vacated, that's where we want to place the cul-de-sac is up there.
Okay, that's where I was mistaken.
But we said don't even worry about that cul-de-sac because we don't need it until.
Until Stone Road.
Okay, that's where I go.
So confused.
So Devin's pool can be needs to be put in there. Then otherwise, you're correct.
Can you say that again for the record? It's a joke. I just want to make sure that they were able to turn around because you know if we're expected to take care of this and then can't. So we need it to shut off right there, right?
Right. So that description that was in there, that's...
Yeah, I can verify it 100%. I'm sure we cut it off at that point. Because before it actually went up to here, went up to there, and we backed it up when we changed the legal description on Lakeside, conformed with the cul-de-sac, and backed this one up there to the right way.
We need to put Devil's Pool, this section of Devil's Pool, make sure it's in there. Then that won't.
Then that way you guys will still be able to have a full.
Then what Stone Road is done, it's no longer needed.
Then we'll vacate
that. That would have to go, yes.
For the other cul-de-sac with plans, just like we did the other. What about the question being answered on the two residents that had concerns?
We have the ability to go down there, do we not?
Right. They still have a county road, maintained road all the way out. This one's not being vacated.
Right. But that, now, that wasn't your question, though. It was the amount of steepness and all that. That's still...
It's the same existing road.
Same existing road.
That was our new road.
Right. Yeah. That was a new road.
What is known here as Lakeside Drive that you're asking us to vacate today is from where to where, specifically?
From here to here.
Right.
That's Lakeside.
Well, does it go up to here?
No, I think this one's a different name road in there. It's Hilltop or something like that.
Yeah, it's not even built.
This section of road and this section of road, we already... Okay. We're okay with it.
So you write down Lakeside, or do you already have it?
Well, my question is, are we okay with what is described as Lakeside Drive? Brandon?
If
show us again where it goes and where it ends, Randy. There to there.
From this point to this point.
Is there any contingencies that's tied to that?
Basically, this cul-de-sac has to be placed in here.
I thought that was...
And if this here goes away, we can turn around, but this has got to be built here. If this closes off, the public has to have a cul-de-sac that falls in the thing. So, in a sense, we're creating a dead end.
So the question is that part of the motion? Are you asking us to vacate today with a contingency tied to it, a stipulation? Or are you asking us not to? I wrote down yes based upon what you gentlemen said, but...
Yeah. It has to be contingent on this here being built and in place, because then in a sense we're creating a dead end road.
Does that make sense, Eddie?
We keep it loose.
No.
What's got to happen to clean it up is the cul-de-sac's got to be built so it doesn't create a traffic hazard for the public. Then I have to amend those lots by plat. Then I've got to give the county right-of-way because the cul-de-sac exceeds the present right-of-way. That would be deeded to the county. The plat would be filed
can wait till all that happens, or we can make a motion today to vacate based upon all of this occurring and getting approval from Randy that it's all taking place.
I think that's what we'd like to do with it, Brian. Yeah.
That way you know that it's going to happen once that occurs. So.
And I'd be working with Randy, you know, with all the paperwork and everything so he can see it. You know that everybody's going to be done and then they can construct. That all right, Randy?
This says in Exhibit A that on February 10, 2014, the County Commissioner entered judgment vacating certain roads to Taney County, Missouri. One such road vacation was conditioned upon the Taney County Road and Bridge Department accepting and approving cul-de-sac construction on Lakeshore Drive. A drawing of the cul-de-sac is attached here, too. So they're asking us to make the motion to vacate it today based upon that cul-de-sac being constructed. As per the drawing that's attached, which is going to take a number of things to complete, and I understand that. Is that satisfactory, Randy?
Mm-hmm.
Is this whole thing the one road?
No, it's
several roads, but I'm sorry,
yeah, Devil's that part is not that is included in that. So back in.
We got to put Devil's Pool description back in.
But I know
it's all okay except Devil's Pool.
I know you guys work at a rapid pace out there, and I appreciate that. But the thing is this is the middle of February. And the next move by the commission to vacate is April 1st. So you got 6 weeks. I'm just wondering if, with all the other things that you're doing, is it how much interference it is to have some of this stuff prepared and complete so Randy can approve it before we vacate.
Well, if we have a vacate to contingent upon, it shouldn't matter. Is that what you're asking?
Well, that's what I'm asking. If it's contingent upon,
I don't think it needs to be done before that date.
There's no vacation until it is done.
Right.
Correct.
If there's,
but it's approved.
That's where I was going. I mean, if they had it completed, it could be vacated, no question to ask. If it's not vacated by that, I mean, if the work's not complete by that date, it's no vacation, so you have to go through the same process again. Am I right?
I'm thinking the opposite. If it's approved, if the vacate's approved.
But the work's not completed.
But it's already approved contingent upon. But I don't know. I
mean, right. Here's what I'm saying. Is if the work is not complete upon that date, we have to go through the vacate process again because it's contingent upon the vacation of the road is dependent, contingent upon the completion of the work, right?
Yes.
Oh.
Oops. We're putting a timeline.
What in the world?
But if it's already
there.
But you guys, if you can work that out, that's fine with me, if you're satisfied with it.
Danny, here's my thinking.
I think the approval of the vacation
is whether it does with the asphalt.
Right.
Which it can be billed. But who knows what the weather is with asphalt.
That's where I'm going with what we're doing. We've got a weather situation that's highly unusual this year. We've got 6 weeks till the vacate could be done with. I wouldn't even care if it was totally completed, if the cul-de-sacs and all the contingent work was completed. And it's left up to you mainly. I think it's over there on your.
Dan, let me add something. If we vacate today with a contingency, then they have that in their pocket. And they know that once they complete the work that's been agreed to, it will be vacated. Otherwise, they don't have that in their pocket. And if they don't complete the work, it's not vacated. So I think that we give them something that they want today, at least that's an option. And the sooner they complete that, the sooner that the road is vacated.
I think we're all on the same page. We're just looking at it.
From Big Cedar's standpoint, if you vacate today with that contingency, that cul-de-sac will be built as quick as possible. Because it's going to take, while they're building the cul-de-sac, the other elements need to happen too at the same time, so everything can be cleaned up at the same time.
I'll be fine with it, however you want to make the motion with it. I'm just saying.
You'll make a motion?
That's fine. That specifically Lakeside. Move to vacate Lakeside Drive contingent upon the Lakeshore Drive cul-de-sac as attached. If the
could be motion's everything.
Made and
I'll second it, yes.
Seconded to approve the vacation for Lakeside Drive contingent upon a cul-de-sac being completed and dedicated to the county as described in the petition. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
This is a revised map from what we had before. Run us back a completed map with adjusted cul-de-sacs in it.
Right. Yeah, that was pulled back in the.
Yeah.
I've got a list of all. Do you have it? Well, I had it. Is that something we can do today, or do we need to?
I can. Can we make a motion to approve the road identified as Exhibit A? Send you a
back sign. That's fine.
Which road specifically are we looking at down on this list?
Well,
we need to go to make a motion on Lakeshore. That one's contingent on
the cul-de-sac.
Is that what you're doing there, making a motion on that, on the cul-de-sac?
Is that the next one you want?
Doesn't matter, whichever one you want to speak to.
Move to vacate portion of Lakeshore Drive as described, contingent upon the same cul-de-sac that's provided.
Second?
Yes, I second.
Motion is made and second to approve the vacation of Lakeshore Drive as described, contingent upon cul-de-sac for completion of the cul-de-sac dedicated to the county. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. And opposed? Nay. Motion carries.
Go ahead.
I thought we were going to wait until there was.
That's what Brian was just talking about. Make this Exhibit A. And then they'll send it to the
at some point? Or would you rather wait until they...
I don't know where the ravine is.
Ravine is.
Is this going to be here? That's a separate one.
Here.
Help me have a better understanding of where we're headed with this motion. Number one, you still want to vacate Ravine Drive?
Yes. Ravine, Center Drive, Rim Road.
Center has been vacated already. Correct?
Mm-hmm. We only had four, I believe four that was tabled.
That's what I
had. Oh, that's right.
The others were already down.
So my question is, if we're looking at Ravine Drive and at Devil's Pool Road, you have asked that we wait until an order, or that we make a motion includes an order that you're getting ready to send it. Is that what y'all were talking about?
I think so.
I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
Make a motion that you go ahead and vacate and I'll send a proposed order for you to sign. Or not?
What's not in there is the description.
We had Devil's Pool in there.
Yeah, we did have it in there, but I was confused of where they wanted that.
So I've got I don't have a clean copy for you to sign. Can we not do it based on Exhibit A?
If we could say that we are going to make a motion to approve the vacation for Ravine Drive and for Devil's Pool Road, contingent upon receiving...
Well, this document has every one of the
is in there.
The roads you've already vacated and the tabled roads that we contemplated you vacating today. So it's got everything in there.
If that's the case, then if you want to make a contingent upon this order, then we need to Evident Lakes and I should have been done on contingent upon that order.
I'm just asking. I was trying to get a clarification, not create problem. I was just, what would your motion be here? Help me out.
I guess move to vacate Devil's Pool as described by Exhibit A. Dated today, but yeah, make it contingent upon the order being approved by. I mean, how are we going to make sure that you guys that'll match what you send us, the description?
Isn't that the same legal description for Devil's Pool? Are we changing the legal description?
Do one element,
right? I don't know what the legal
Brandon
description
is. Brandon asked a question about the legal description for
Devil's Pool's got its own legal description from Ravine up to here.
To where that line is?
Yes, and then Ravine's legal is from there to here.
Okay.
So would a motion be in order today? So vacate the two.
Now
describe or is the description different than what's on this piece of paper?
Right? It'd be different than what's on that piece of paper.
Okay. The original Devil's Pool legal description that the commission had went all the way up to here.
Okay, all right.
And we backed it up to there because of the situation with Stone Road.
Okay, so as described.
As described on Exhibit A.
He's going to give me a new description, which I took out for item. Why don't you make the motion for Christie and then Dan can.
Move to vacate portion of road of Devil's Pool. Describe with Exhibit A. 2/10 of 2014. And if you can get a map of just that right there.
Is there a second?
I've got a second with some discussion.
The motion's made and seconded to vacate a portion of Devil's Pool described in Exhibit A dated February 10th, 2014. Discussion?
The discussion is on the two houses. I know one of them was Rasnick, the other one was
Scantlin.
And Scantlin? and those were left out before. Are they included in this?
That has nothing to do with.
I'm fine with it. I don't want somebody
protected.
Coming in here.
They were rejected.
That's why we went to the lower cul-de-sac
right.
location,
right.
so we wouldn't affect them at all.
Right.
All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Last little bit you've got left is Ravine Drive, correct? Or are we doing that today?
We'll see. What about all of these up in here, Randy?
They were done.
They were already done.
Right. I mean,
okay.
We were good with them. You guys already
vacated
everything else.
Yes.
It was just the four that was tabled.
Move to vacate Ravine Road as described.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to vacate Ravine Drive as described. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. The two roads that have not been vacated that were originally presented are Waterview Drive and Stone Road. Correct?
Yes.
They were rejected.
Okay. Are they
exhibited? Ooh.
Do you want that to go forward?
Do I? I'm going to create a map. Okay. That's what he's wanting here, so.
We'll have an exhibit drawing showing Old Ravine, Stone, and Devil's Pool, and show the cutoff right there.
And once that map's brought in and approved, then all the rest of this stuff that we've got discarded, we've got maps and revisions.
And Randy, you're going to make sure that all this is put together, right?
Mm-hmm. You're going to make sure the name's changed in there, too, right?
Yeah.
They did change your name.
They missed one.
Yeah, this is
this page.
Still being described.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You guys want this?
What?
What's it? Yeah, I don't know. Hey, Randy, who's
this? Randy, is this yours or is this theirs?
Lakeshore Drive.
That's mine.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Board appointments.
Where does your first list start?
Let me just...
Well, why didn't you shut that up three times?
No, man.
I don't think that you were successful.
Doesn't seem like it.
Gentlemen, first let me bring up planning and zoning. We have two
yellow
towns.
Yeah, we're in a commission meeting.
Yeah.
No.
Broadcasting.
All right. This person's listening in the planning and zoning deal, and they thought we'd canceled it. That's what they said.
Canceled what?
I guess anytime you say commission on something, they seem to think it's, I know.
Planning and zoning board appointments. We have two positions within townships that are open, Cedar Creek Township and Swan Township. As a note for you two, I had received a call from Tom Epps, who's interested in serving on planning and zoning, but I think that he's in the Scott Township. either of you have any room for either of those positions?
I'm pretty sure Tom Epps lives there at Kirbyville, and that's in Scott.
We have... Unless I am mistaken, it looks like that we have three openings on the Taney County Board for the Developmentally Disabled.
Talking about the planning and zoning, we have three openings. Cedar, Swan, and Branson. What about Oliver?
Gentlemen, do we have recommendations for the disabled ward?
Well, let's go back again to P&Z for just a minute. As Brandon's pointing out, we have three positions, it looks like. Four? Potentially. Oliver, Branson, Cedar Creek, and Swan.
There's two that's already sitting that's on that, right?
Three.
They're still sitting on those terms?
Well, they're expired.
Which I believe that they serve until their successor is appointed. I'm not sure about them, but these are certainly...
I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to appoint Ray Edwards as the Cedar Creek Township. Some of those that we've had trouble in the past getting filled, and if he's still interested.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to reappoint Ray Edwards to the Cedar Creek Township board position. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
That was the planning
zone board, correct? Yes. Let's see if there's any notes here.
Is there a phone number coming in?
Chat with the others and see what their thinking is, and or with Mr. Ashley.
And then on the Branson has to be out of city limits, correct?
Yes.
That's been a kicker on a couple of them.
Did you have a couple of
those? They live in the city limits.
But they live in the city limits, you said? Mm-hmm. What about the Oliver? Who left Oliver Township?
They haven't left. It's up. I'll call
Mr. Caudill.
Yeah. No. I'll call him and see if he wants to.
Check with these now, but probably a month or so before we'll send out a notice to them.
be on hold. SB 40. Apparently there are three openings. I think the three people whose positions either have expired or are expiring are Sherry Kaufelt, Gail Edenberg, and Don Ingram.
Which was this?
The Taney County Board for the Developmentally Disabled, now called Developmental Connections. Sure, but what someone said in that they didn't want to serve any longer on a couple of boards, but we need to, I definitely need to know that. I don't know.
Right, and I know that there has been connection with me that some of those people didn't want to really serve. I'm not talking about any individual board, but other boards. Gentlemen, I'll make a motion to Mrs. Caulfield on the...
Back on the developmentally disabled
board. Uh-huh. I haven't received any word from her.
Yes, we have a form. She is very interested in reserving.
I'll make that motion then.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to reappoint Sherry Caulfield to Developmental Connections. Favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. As I think today we have scheduled daily staff review of the agenda requests, we need to go through.
I don't know that. Are these based on
geographic boundaries? No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
We were going to review those boundaries, weren't we?
Guys, we've got Taney County Transportation Board.
Uh-huh.
We have a position. District number 5. I had asked if maybe we could set up a meeting with them and look at the districts.
Right.
And perhaps consider reorganizing that. I know that we've been in court. We've been scheduled for this week for training, but I would sure like to get that done and move forward, especially, not especially, but in regards to this board. So if you don't mind, I'll try to find a date where we can do that.
Yes, that'd be great.
Sewer board. Gentlemen, we appointed an individual, and I think within 10 days after appointing, he moved out of state.
Right.
We have one other individual that has come in.
filled out the form. I met with him and talked for about an hour, and I think he'd be a great applicant.
I've been contacted, not by that, but I've been contacted with Mr. Urey.
Yes, sir.
Gerald had lunch with him, visited with him, and he's very interested in serving on that board.
I've had four people contact me over this applicant and thought that he would be a real strong addition to that board. And as I said, he came in and we met for close to an hour, probably 5 minutes. So, I was very pleased with everything they had to say.
No objection. I'll make a motion for the appoint Mr. Urey. I didn't know.
I'd like to wait and see. I mean, I didn't know anything about Casey leaving.
Yeah, we didn't either. Just moved to Texas. Kept his home up here for a while, and I just found out about that. After we'd already appointed him, this was rather sudden, so.
I'd like to hold off until we can talk to a couple other people.
That's fine with me.
Let's expedite this, because this is a board of a few members, and so whomever we're going to talk to, let's do.
Okay.
Certainly, if you need to talk to this gentleman, he came in, he set up the appointment and asked if I could talk with him, and I did. And had a couple people down in Seward that thought that he would be very good. If there are others, definitely we need to chat with them. So let's hold off on that. Got Board of Adjustment. Mr. Ashley, I thought we filled the Board of Adjustment position.
I do have vacant position that's been filled. Including the position of the Board of Adjustment that we can also positively have Tom vacant this position if he had been reappointed.
I thought I made that motion to reappoint him, but I didn't know.
But it's not in our record, right?
Well, in all sincerity, it had been in one of the local papers, but I didn't catch it.
I'll make a motion to reappoint Tom Gideon. I seen it in the newspaper where we had appointed him, and I thought that I had already appointed him.
Is there a second to that motion?
We need to check and make sure it's not already in there before we...
I've looked and I couldn't find it.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to reappoint Tom Gideon to the BOA board. It's a board of adjustments. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries. Mr. Ashley, while you're here, could you talk to us a little bit about the P&Z board? We were looking at these positions.
That shows the appointments that are currently up, and we're showing that Oliver was reappointed last year, and so really we've got the vacant Ransom Township, and then Cedar Creek and Swan for this, and of course Ray Edwards was just reappointed to Cedar Creek. So at this point we really just have Swan, and then the Ransom Township.
Do we have a map that would identify?
These are by political township, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, I said there might be four. It's not highlighted, but expires. So I didn't know what that.
Yeah, they're, it was my understanding anyway. I haven't gone back to the minutes in all sincerity, but my recollection was that he had been reappointed last year.
Well, you need to find that for us because our record doesn't reflect that.
Okay.
That doesn't mean that that's correct, so.
Yeah.
You will follow up on
definitely.
That.
Definitely. Definitely.
I appreciate that. And then today we took care of the one, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So currently your BOA board will be filled with the addition of Tom Getty and Mr. Peterson will be appointed, right?
Yes, correct.
Let's follow up on that, Bob, so that
okay.
we know where we're headed. I'm going to keep
definitely.
That with you. I've got
okay.
that right here.
Okay.
Thank you. Bob, on some of those we had to difficulty because of the lines. As a matter of fact, we had one line that the guy lived just about a quarter of a mile off of the. So some of those lines need to be checked out as far as some of the names that are on there.
Okay.
And we had a good candidate, but unfortunately lived about 100 yards on the other side of the road. Right. So. What do you have on the ones that need to be filled?
Gentlemen, let's bring up the Senior Services Board. Vacancy, as I understand it, Mr. Ingram is not wishing to be reappointed to that board. I have an individual who has received three letters of recommendation from other members. Darlene Kagan says she's worked with the board from day one, strictly on a volunteer basis. I've come to know that she's very bright and very motivated. She'll work hard with other members of the board to get things done. I feel she'd be a great addition to the board and to the senior community. I know that the commission may have a great number of applicants to choose from. However, I personally feel that Darlene Kagan should be at the top of any list. Mr. Merrill, Tom Brown, and aside from what we've got in writing, I've received a couple of calls on this lady.
I can't. Is that a 5-member board or 7-member?
I think it's 5.
Because I didn't know till last week that Mr. Ingram wasn't interested, so that put me on kind of a not paying as much attention to the reappointments.
Originally said he was going to do it again, so. Yeah. And we got the letter saying he didn't want to do it.
Right.
Well, based upon the recommendations we have, I don't have any opposition to this lady serving, if you all have none. But.
Danny, do you want more time, or are you good?
You say you have 3 recommendations from other board members. Is that what you're saying, Ron?
Then all of them say that she's been involved. She comes to all the meetings. She's bright, articulate, interested, has been a volunteer since day one. Take a look.
Danny, do you want some more time? We can do this. That's fine. You're giving me more time on the sewer board. That's not a big deal.
Yeah. If
because they're able to have meetings and stuff. So
what I was wondering is Monday, a week from today, if we could just announce all these and who we have applicants for, we go ahead and name them, and we name all these that are acceptable a week from Monday, a week from today.
Is next Monday a holiday, Donna? So it'd be Tuesday.
It's on Tuesday, then.
Let's do Thursday, then.
Huh?
Let's do Thursday, then. Are you going to have time to talk to anybody between now and Tuesday?
Well, I just don't.
We're going to be out of town Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. And my only problem with some of these is I've visited with some of these people, and they turn around and are interested the next time you talk to them. That's just like our appointment on the sewer board, and they turned around, and 2 days later I find out that they're moving out of town.
Is that all right, then? We'll reschedule board appointments for February 20th. That's Thursday.
That'll be all right, and then we can
try to have it all filed.
And
any other board positions that you all are aware of that I don't have here that you'd like to consider for the day, gentlemen? I said that was a five-person board. It looks like it's seven.
On which one?
Senior citizens.
Yeah, I was thinking it was. I was thinking when we chose those, we took them out of different townships.
Okay, so far today we have voted Ray Edwards to be reappointed to Cedar Creek for Planning and Zoning, Sherry Coffell to be reappointed to the Developmentally Disabled Board, Tom Gideon to be reappointed to the Board of Adjustments Board. Scheduled daily staff and review, agenda requests, upstairs in the Taney County Commission conference room. Frank, did we have you this morning?
I've come down for the petition to vacate. My calendar reflected it's going to be taken up at 10:30, but I found Mr. Hayes and the representative for the petitioner around the hallway, so it looks like you all handled it without my help.
Oh, no, sir. No, no.
So that's fine. But I thought
we unfortunately did not have it scheduled for that time on our agenda, so we moved forward. They must have sent you a time estimate or?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Sorry about that.
No, that's fine.
You enjoyed the ride in the snowy weather.
Actually, once out of Springfield, everything turned perfectly fine.
Let's stand in recess until we can get upstairs.
What's in Springfield?